Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, comedian John Evans, vintage talk, and support animals. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
How many Freudians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
Two. One to screw in the light bulb and one to hold the penis. Ladder!
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hello.
There's Willie Griswold.
In the pocket, man.
And staring at the back of Josh's head is comedian John Evans. Hello, John.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Nice to see you.
It's great to be here. It's great to be seen.
Yes. Great to be anywhere.
Looking at a dynamite poster of Christy Lee in here.
Oh, thank you.
That is a good one. I believe you're in coveralls. Or no, overalls. Sorry, yeah.
No shirt, yeah.
Well, are you still doing that thrift store thing, John? You're buying cheap stuff. Maybe you and Ace could get together.
Do you mean my web series on YouTube where I show people how to buy and sell vintage items? Yeah, I'm doing that every Monday.
Oh, no kidding.
Every Monday. It's like a white trash antiques roadshow.
Oh, all right.
It's really great.
I think Ace wants to learn everything you can you have to teach. I think he wants to learn from the master.
It's a moneymaker.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, that's an art. I don't know how.
I mean, if you're into it, it's a every Monday. No, I mean, I realized how ridiculous it was when I was fawning over this lamp made out of popsicle sticks.
Sure.
And I was like, this is in perfect. You never see them this nice. I've seen popsicle stick lamps before, sure, but this one has a bulb in the base and the shade. Look at this. It's a double. And then I just stopped and just realized. This is episode 21. I'm 21 episodes in, and I'm like, this is White Trash Antiques Roadshow. But if you want to learn how to make money, I mean, I bought tables for two end tables for $12, flipped them for $600.
Holy cow!
Yeah, and I just sitting there standing there in this thrift store knowing that this is cash in hand stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's easily learned.
What happens when the person who bought the 10 tables for $600 comes back and goes, I heard you paid $12 for these. Give me my money back.
No, I let them know. I take pictures of people with the once I sell them, you know, just to prove this is on the up and up.
What made them worth so much money?
They were made by Lane. They were shaped like guitar picks, two tiers, in really nice. I wouldn't say perfect condition, but Lane made a lot of tables. They're inlay, like dovetailed, all beautiful design.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like, called the Acclaim series.
Like Frankie Lane, like the
Lane.
Blazing Saddles.
Lane.
Lane. Frankie Lane.
Wow. How about a portable record player for $5 and flipped it for $630.
Woo!
So during the pandemic, when the pandemic hit and comedy clubs closed, I was like, what? How do you make money now?
Oh, I thought you were going to go, at last. I've been training for this forever.
No, I actually had to go, okay, well, you know, I used to collect more than I sold. So I started taking up eBay and Facebook Marketplace and selling. I've got a couple booths at antique malls. I have three booths going on as we speak.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Where do you find those end tables for $12?
That's, you know, St. Vincent de Paul.
Really?
These people don't know. Someone's gam is back there pricing. We had these in 1963, year of our Lord. Let me tell you about my husband was in Korea. So you just people don't realize this stuff. I mean, with the internet, it's kind of leveled the playing field. The way everybody knows kind of what's things, you can just look it up. But usually the model number, something like nice stuff, has usually got a mark on it, a signature, a tag. So you can learn how to look for this stuff and go, wow, you wouldn't see that in a Target in 2021, you know?
John, I was with Brent Terhune down in Louisville. We went to this place, and this guy was selling old comic books, and my dad loves Mad Magazine, and I was going to get one that was out when he was about 18, like a 1971 issue, and I was about to buy it, and the guy pulled out his phone, went to the eBay app, typed it in, saw how much it was, and that's how much he was going to charge me. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
Yes.
I've never seen I have a real problem with things that aren't clearly marked.
So we went to two places, and one, everything was very clearly marked and everything was very organized behind these displays. And the other one, you walk into this place and it looks like a hoarder's home, and you're like stepping over, you know, crate boxes of records and you're stepping over Mad Magazines and Batman's, and there's, you know, like a weird display that someone stole from the theater of Anakin Skywalker with a Mountain Dew logo in the corner.
Yeah,
it was a real fun time. And one was so organized and well done, and the other was just this guy. It looked like someone's basement, and he would pull up eBay, see how much it was, and go, yeah, $650.
Do you have a price gun, John? So everything's clearly marked?
Yeah, well, I use tags, hang tags, the little piece of rope through the...
Sure.
All right. Yellow. Nice. I use yellow because it's an eye catcher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow, you really have thought of everything.
Yeah, I have thought of everything.
Now, what? There was something you were looking for a while ago, some sort of a chimney, a fireplace insert with a stereo in it or something. Am I getting any of this right?
No, I have a fake fireplace with a record player built into it.
That's it.
Crushed velvet doors where you store the albums, and it's a bar on the other side.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
That could be the holy grail of like audio equipment, but there are people who know much more than I do about this. I'm just now like learning the manufacturers. I've been doing this my whole life, but I'm like really ramped it up. Like I've got, I'm a silent assassin when I walk into a St. Vincent de Paul.
Nice.
Yeah. These people. And you know, I'm in town actually. I'm at Crackers in Indianapolis, but I am staying in Rossville. I scheduled this gig because it's their citywide garage sale. So yesterday, I went to like 40 garage sales yesterday, buying chairs and lamps. And
did you bring a truck?
It's a midsize. It's
okay.
Do you have it out in
the
lot?
In the guest spot.
Can I go look?
Sure.
Well, what the hell are you driving?
I'm moving my kid into a condo this weekend. We could use some stuff.
We have my girlfriend's the best. She bought a luggage bag for the top so we can really pack this thing.
All right.
Wow.
Actually, there's a lot of pressure on her. She's there. I made great sacrifice to be here. I should be in Rossville,
yes,
finding treasure right
yes.
now.
Yes.
But my
money.
Girlfriend is so equipped to do this. She's so good. She's got a $700 couch for free.
Whoa.
That we flipped.
Because she shaked her moneymaker? Is that what?
Yeah. No, the guy had no idea what it was. And he was flipping the house and he goes, "You want that couch?" And she was like, "Oh my God, let me call U-Haul."
Is that when you knew it was love? She became your girlfriend when you watched her barter?
No. When she helped me move a dresser with a mirror off of a curb and helped me get that into my car, which we flipped for $60. That's when I knew, when she had no problem grabbing the other end of a dresser, a mid-century night. That's why my show's called Mid-Mod Money, because it's mid-century modern, which is 1945 to 1971, and that stuff is really, really sellable, really hot, and you can find it in any thrift store. It's amazing.
So we go to YouTube, we type in Mid-Mod Money, and we'll learn all about it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Okay. Episode 21.
Wow.
That's great. This is like all the furniture I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Like the clocks that were a pole. It was a pole lamp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With a clock in the top, and right around the, there was a tray around, like, I don't know, a couple feet up, and it had ashtrays in it.
Oh, yeah.
A clock on a lamp?
It had a pole. It would come up from the floor.
Wow.
And there was right here a clock face. and then a lamp. Yeah, I was okay. Ugly as all get out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound all that
hideous,
nice,
but it's thousands of dollars.
Yes. One man's treasure.
It sounds like the drug use of the 60s really affected the design of the 70s. You know, you had a clock with an ashtray. This is like an insane.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
You know what we need? Orbs. Everything should be orb. Orb lamp, orb record player. You know, it was a lot of, I guess when before the 40s, you know, a chair was a chair. And people started going, well, let's make a weird looking chair. And that stuff is money.
Really?
Yeah, big money.
Big money, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's nothing I enjoy more than hearing somebody who's genuinely passionate and knowledgeable about a subject.
I agree.
Me too.
I don't care what.
Particularly if it's a world that I know very little about.
As long as it's not about a thrift store. I am all forward. Well,
in this case, it's not.
And that is why my girlfriend and I have worked out, because she loves doing this. Like, if I call her and say, hey, should I buy this? She'll 10 minutes later, she'll send me back, oh, one of these sold on eBay last month for $32. You should totally. But like, she's my research guy. She's my clock guy. She can fix a clock. She can fix a lamp.
Man, not like, anybody can fix a clock.
No. It's amazing.
Have you ever watched a show on Netflix called The Repair Shop?
No.
You'd love it.
Oh, it's amazing. There's only one season on. I keep checking back to see when they're going to add seasons. But it's it's this group of repair guy with clock repair. They have a leather specialist. And these people bring items in and they fix them and make them brand new. There's a porcelain person. Oh,
wow. I would love that.
Christy, what else going on over there?
A group of high school students in Kentucky have reportedly been dressing up and acting like cats.
What?
The Meade County School Superintendent told WLKY...
News in your face!
A small number of students have violated the dress code policy during the early part of the school year. A concerned grandmother, who claims to have two grandchildren at the school, told the station students wear cat ears, cat tails, masks, leashes. They will hiss at you or scratch at you if you don't like something they're doing.
Scratch at you.
The superintendent said the dress code will be implemented with fidelity. However, the school does not discuss individual student discipline due to privacy laws. So I don't exactly know why this is happening.
Because kids are weird. Let them be weird. They're just weirdo little
let
kids.
Let them scratch at you?
Don't let them scratch, but if they want a weird cat ears, who cares?
This sounds like something you and your cronies would have done when you were in school.
Yes. We identify as cats, therefore we should be able to act as such.
We were a little busy smoking weed. We weren't worried about dressing like cats.
Ah, the good old days when kids were just doing drugs.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Not acting like cats.
Kids are weird. They're going to do weird stuff. It's a fad.
They are, but couldn't they have Cat Day?
Sure, that'd be fun.
Well, that would be fun, like Spirit Day or something. You had a Spirit Day, right?
Love Spirit Day. You do Backwards Day. You do Polka Dot Day.
You did Wear Your Pajamas to School Day, all that part of Spirit Week.
Actually, my senior year, the whole year was Wear Your Pajamas to School Day, if you can imagine that.
I believe
that.
This is so strange. Cat.
Yes.
Anything can happen.
Josh, will you pay attention? Well, I'd like to, Mr. Liggett, but Melissa's cleaning herself over here. Can you blame me?
I would have never thought, but look at that. Wow. She's really getting in a nook and cranny.
I went to art school, so there's a few girls that wore cat ears around. My undergrad, where your daughters went, they definitely knew a girl, blue hair, wore the cat headphones kind of thing.
It is a cute look, but it's got to be so distracting, and especially if they're scratching at you.
Yes.
That's what I can't get over. Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't need to get freshman scratch fever. That didn't work, did it?
Do you remember Josie and the Pussycats?
Sure.
You know, one of the lyrics to that is, Josie and the Pussycats? They wear ears for hats.
Oh.
Yeah. They do. It's delightful.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm, let's see. Freshman scratch fever. On paper, it works.
Freshman scratch
fever. I had cat scratch fever. It's no joke. It's not a fun time.
No, it's hilarious. Well, that's what you had cat scratch fever.
For having a cat.
I was a feral cat. I was trying to
tame. I once had the rockin' pneumonia.
And the boogie woogie flu.
Well, thankfully, I wasn't hit with both.
Oh, boy.
Okay, no. Here's what I said. That's what you get for having a cat. And she said, no. It was a feral cat, and I was trying to tame it.
You're right, chick. Why didn't we gloss over that?
How is that
untamable,
explaining
right?
anything? Never
oh,
mind.
She was cute. Pink, kind of a pink and gray and white. She was
oh,
so
sure.
Cute.
Foamy, yeah.
She didn't have foam.
Riddled with fleas.
Oh, she
no,
didn't have
she
foam.
She was a little
I'm
kitten.
And you got sick. You got actually
scat
sick.
Everywhere. Do you yeah, have a,
surgery.
You have
surgery.
Yeah, I'd have lymph nodes removed.
Oh my God. Shit, that even sounds expensive.
Yeah, we're useless anyway.
Christy.
What?
You don't need all your lymph nodes. Was the song Cat Scratch Fever popular at that time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect then. So people were giving you...
It was not funny.
No, it's so funny.
It's hilarious.
I'm going to need you to stop saying it's funny.
Come on down to the record store. It means Christy, she actually has Cat Scratch Fever. Your chance to win. Ticket seats head digit. John Evans, do you have pets or anything?
I don't believe in cats, but I don't...
They exist.
They exist, but I just, you know, it's a world I don't want to know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think people do take, I think pet ownership is overrated. I know you guys all have your little fuzzy guys that you love, but what's the, you know, they get cancer, they eat remote controls, they, you know, diarrhea on new carpet. What's the upside of pet ownership? And people take it, you know, I mean, I think people take it too far. The emotional support animals, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we need that?
No.
Some people, like PTSD, I get it. If you saw some action, but if you're just buying a shower curtain in Target, you know, you got to step up. And you ask them why they need it, they're like, I get sad when it's cloudy outside.
Well, yeah. Try telling that to my emotional support gecko named Gordon. He's a fun guy.
Well, here's the problem I have with it is the animal has no say. You know, the person is taken care of, but the animal gets a full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, 24/7. This person wants bagel bites at 3 a.m. The dog is like, oh, I got to put on the harness to go out. This person can't get bagel butts alone because they're just it's cloudy today. You know, he's watching other dogs frolic, lick their genitalia, and he's like, oh, he's, you know, clocking in early, staying late.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
You know, I just wish an emotional support animal had the rights to say, you know, I'm just not feeling this trip to Baton Rouge. Yeah. In the airport, we've been 3 years in a row. Mima talks about her needlepoint and her cruel.
Just
if I hear one more cruel conversation.
You know, I feel that way about my older. She just turned 8 yesterday, but she's a golden, so she's getting up there, and she can, you know, you can tell her face is getting white.
Sure.
And
TikTok.
Kind of morning at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, I got to get them up to take them outside, and I can hear some mornings go, I don't have to go to the bathroom, but I'll go outside, all the way outside. Why don't they have indoor toilets for dogs?
You can get those.
Other than hoarders, I mean.
No, you can buy a platform that has the artificial turf and a hole and roll it, the urine runs down into a. I'm not making this up.
What a delightful home you have.
Yeah, boy.
High rise and apartment dwellers.
Frank smoked cigars last night.
Yeah, I'd love to come over for dinner sometime and step over the miniature golf course of dog turf.
You clean it out every time.
What did you do last night? Did a cow crap in here?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.